Welcome back to an all-new Creative Encounter podcast episode. I'm your host, Juett Z. Payne, and you are back for episode 40 of this podcast. I cannot believe that we are 40 episodes into this show. This is absolutely amazing. Thank you guys so much for the love. I'm so glad this has been blessing you guys. Again, I get so many messages online, text messages, all these different things you guys telling me. Man, this podcast is a blessing. So I thank you guys so much for tuning in, and it is an honor to serve you guys in this way. All of those who have been interviewed on the show, thank you so much up to this point. We are not done yet. We are going to keep this going as long as Kingdom Creatives are creating. Amen. So this is an awesome time. If this is your first time here, welcome. If you have been here for a while, thank you so much for tuning in. Either way, if you are watching on YouTube, I would love for you to subscribe so that you don't miss any episodes and hit that bell as well so that you are notified. If you are listening on Spotify while you are driving, go ahead and leave us a follow on Spotify. And if you are on Apple Podcasts, leave us a rating, leave us reviews all over the place so that we can reach so many more Kingdom Creatives through this podcast. So again, thank you so much. Now that we got all of that logistical stuff out the way, I do want to go into our event that I had back on July 22nd. Remember, a few episodes ago, I was promoting my performance, my live album recording worship experience called Unashamed Live, and I was on July 22nd, and that was such a beautiful, beautiful time. Man, I'm still in awe of how amazing that performance was, that event. Everything came together by God's grace, and it was just absolutely amazing from inception to finish. And we're not even finished yet. The record has not dropped yet, but the production part of it is complete, and it was just a beautiful event. We felt the Holy Spirit in that room. So many lives were touched. You guys showed up. You guys showed out. You guys were engaged. It was just a beautiful time. So in this episode, I want to kind of talk about that whole event and the process of creating an event like that. Now, a lot of episodes, we interview other artists and creatives and things like that. But today, I want to give you guys actually something practical, informational, educational, something tactical that you can use to actually implement these things. Because we could talk about creativity and our experiences all day, but you guys are like, okay, now I actually have questions on if I want to produce, if I want to work on music or get my artwork out there or create a podcast. I've had individuals reach out to me asking, how do you create this podcast? I've had meetings with people to break down the process and steps regarding that. So for this episode will seemingly feel like it's more geared towards musicians and musical artists, which it essentially is, but this can apply to any type of artistic setting that you are doing, okay? So pretty much we're going to be talking about the steps that it took from going from idea and concept to production of the event, the Unashamed Live event that I had, okay? So it was an awesome time, okay? So I just want to start with idea. I'll be talking about 3 points today, okay? So we're going to go idea, planning, and then actual production, okay? So idea and concept, planning, and production. Those are the 3 things we'll talk about. Now, any type of project that you work on, there are a lot more steps, you know, that go into play, but these are the 3 main ones I'll talk about today. And in a future one, as we actually release the record and do a lot of marketing and promotion regarding that and that whole process, I'll do another episode breaking that whole thing down too, because I want you guys to be able to take in notes and get all this information in so that you can actually create. The whole point of this is not just me telling stories of me creating or other individuals that I interview talking about their creation process. I want you guys to actually do the same and have step by step, because that's how I work. You know, however you work too, you know, step by step practicality, that really helps me to actually execute. Okay, so that's key. So starting with idea. Okay, so where did this idea come from? So as I mentioned before, it's been 10 years since I've been a solo artist. Beforehand, I was in a band for a number of years called Ordained by Christ. That was a beautiful season of life. I absolutely loved it, being with Ordained. That's when a lot of my songwriting and creation of music and everything really started and began to bud, you know, and it's evolved over time. So the whole process over the last 10 years as a solo recording artist, I wanted to pull all of those pieces together from that evolution from starting and the evolution up till now, how I've evolved as an artist, as a songwriter, the sound of the production, you know, for those who are listening to this music, and all of that has just changed over the years. So, you know, sometimes we can look back at our older artwork, you know, say if you've been doing art for, you know, 10, 15, 20 years, and you look back at some of your pieces when you're, you know, 10 years old or something like that, or even 15, even when you first started, even as a professional, you know, maybe you graduated and that's what your craft was, right? And you look back and be like, man, I have evolved. Things have changed over time. You know, I'm liking where I am now as an artist, and looking back and be like, these are some things I would have tweaked and changed with this art piece. You know, but I'm going to go ahead and leave that alone because that was a different season of life. And now I'm going into a new season, but I want to kind of show that evolution as well. And that's kind of where my heart was when I decided to do this record. I listened back to my old tracks, my first single, Hold On, my first EP, Eternal Dance, my first record, Who Am I? Those things, I was listening back to those, and there were some cool things that we were, you know, thinking and creating back at that time. But I was like, man, there's so many more elements now as we perform these songs live quite often, and we just continue to add more elements and sounds and even lyrics and just a whole new experience. I was like, man, I want to give this experience to the listener so they can kind of hear these songs in a way that I feel bring justice to the music. You know, there are some starting points, some beginner things in the previous versions of these songs. And now we have these new versions that we just created, these new renditions of the song, and just feel so much more up to date, more current to who we are as artists and musicians and worshipers up to this point. So that was the heart behind it. I was even contemplating, I'm like, man, I would love to get, you know, redo these tunes you know, even, you know, remove the previous ones to kind of show this new evolution. I was speaking to a lot of friends of mine who are, you know, Grammy nominated friends, those who are out there, you know, touring international artists and things like that. And those who are really deep in the industry who lended their wisdom and their advice. And they were saying, don't do that. Leave your previous works alone. Individuals love to see that evolution as an artist. You know, seeing those different stages of life, to walk with you through those different seasons of life as you have changed and as your music is changing and things like that, right? So it's like, leave those things alone, let them be, continue to focus on creating and moving forward, right? So with that, we are creating new music. There'll be new records and albums coming out soon. But before pivoting to that, I was like, you know, let's pause. Let's pick some of the songs that were you know, our hits, you know, our biggest hits over the years and things like that, and go ahead and create something new, something fresh from those songs. So that's what the heart of it was with that. Now, initially, I was only going to focus on my EP, Eternal Dance. I was like, okay, let's just get those five songs, do a new EP, and call it a day. Just do those songs straight through, you know. But I sat with, you remember Stephen Dukes, who was on here, a producer with Todd Delaney, Todd Delaney Land Music, and the lead guitarist with Todd Delaney as well. Grammy nominated, they've been doing live records over the years. So I was like, okay, let me go and talk to someone who knows what they're talking about, right? So I had a great conversation with Steve, and he was saying, okay, don't focus too much on these songs right here. I want you to go ahead and pick the best ones. Go through and pick which songs are the best songs that will work together as a record, right? But also those songs where as you're playing it, you're not having too much complexity to it, to where you got to put all these arrangements and pieces together. Keeping it simple as you are doing a live record is key. And we're going to talk about that in the planning phase and the production phase, keeping it simple as you do this, right? So I prayed on it, listened to the tracks again. I was like, you know what? This will be a fitting song. This will be a fitting song. This connects with this song. So now that I mixed it up, I can't call it, you know, was Eternal Dance Live. I can't call it Eternal Dance Live anymore. It's not going to be the same five songs from the Eternal Dance EP. Then I was thinking, I was like, man, a big thing with me in our generation is to not be ashamed, to not be ashamed of the gospel, to not be ashamed of Jesus Christ, of our faith, of our testimonies, and things like that. I feel like now and day we try to play it cool, try to fit in into every crowd, all of that stuff, and we'll put Christ on the back burner. We have this huge platform with social media. We have, you know, Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, all these different platforms that we can utilize, but how much are we utilizing it for the kingdom? You know I share a lot of, y'all know me, all my homies watching this, you know, I share a bunch of memes and GIFs and videos and things like that, right? But it can't just be one-sided like that. We can use this platform, we use our platforms to do whatever we want, right? But man, how much more if we're using these to preach the gospel? A lot of us have, you know, thousands, you know, hundreds of thousands of friends on these platforms, but how many of them are hearing the gospel? How many of them are seeing the light from the light that we are shining or supposed to be shining? Are we hiding it under a basket? Are we ashamed of this? Or are we unashamed? And that's where the heart came. I was like, you know what? We need to be unashamed of our faith, unashamed of worship, worshiping in public. You know, even when we're a church setting, we're around believers, and we may even shy away even in those moments with worshiping. So how much more are we doing it, you know, in front of unbelievers or in the working environment or, you know, at the grocery store, you know, at the car wash, wherever we go, we are to be the light and we can't be ashamed. So I was like, you know what, let's call this record Unashamed Live, and it's a worship experience. I want you guys to worship the Creator at this event, experience the Creator at this event as well, and experience what it is to just be free and unashamed in front of everyone and dance and sing and just be excited about Jesus Christ, you know? So that was the heart behind this event. We're like, man, so we have the idea, we got the concept, this is awesome. So that's where it all came from. And then moving into the planning phase, right? So there were some things that were kind of already in place because these songs are already recorded. Studio versions of these songs are already recorded. So that's that, okay? Now we needed to have a live version or live rendition of these songs. So these songs would be needed to be re-recorded, okay? So that was key. So with that, had to get the right team. Which team is it that will make these songs come to life with these records? My current band is just absolute fire. I love each and every one of them. I'm gonna give everyone a shout out in this video. Everyone is just absolutely amazing. And I want you guys to check out their work, things that they are doing, because everyone is just killing it for the kingdom, and I just love it. So my current team, without a shadow of a doubt, you know, my drummer, guitar player, keys, bass, vocalists, all these different things, putting all those pieces together. So I just had to reach out to them and be like, yo, are you down for this? Everyone was like, yo, I love this idea. We are going to do this, you know? So planning wise, let me see, the event was July 22nd. And I didn't start reaching out to people. I had this idea earlier this year, but I didn't start reaching out to people until I feel like end of April, the beginning of May is when I started really getting the team together and the pieces together. And even that, even though I started then, it wasn't until closer to July when I really started getting all the pieces together and stuff. So that just goes to show, I just kind of want to show you guys like a timeline of May, June, July. Just a 3 month, I will say like a 3 month timeline from having the idea, telling other people this idea, getting that team together, and then actually putting it together. So these things don't take too long. So I don't want you guys feeling overwhelmed where sometimes we just put like so much time into planning and planning and planning. And it's like, okay, God's just like, yo, I need you guys to just execute. You know, time is short. Life is short. People are waiting for what you can deliver to them. All of this is a service. All of this is adding value to people's lives. Don't take forever. You know, like the scriptures tell us, if someone asks you for something, don't have them waiting forever. If you have it, go ahead and deliver it. I feel like that relates to the creative arts as well. You know, we have all these different talents and gifts that we can deliver to people, and we can just go ahead and just execute it. So just jump in on what it is, guys. Trust me. I know that's hard for some people. You just get cold feet as it gets closer to the opportunity and all of that stuff. Try to shy away from that. Try to run away from that. Get into the word if you have to. Get that courage, that boldness to step out. And if you have this idea, just go out and do it. You know, I was talking to Mims, my friend Michael Mims last week. If you missed that episode, go ahead and check that out. It was a great conversation. But we were talking about, we feel like when we were in school, this is my old college buddy. When we were in school, we were in architecture. And it really, it was intimidating. It was definitely intimidating, but it really prepared us to just be out here doing what we're doing. Just being in front of this camera, no issue. Just talking to you guys just feels great because we had to stand in front of judges, these phenomenal architects, all of these instructors from these prestigious universities and colleges and things like that, our own peers, you know, everyone. We had to stand up and put our information and our design and creativity up on the wall for them to judge, for them to give all of their pointers and stuff. And it was intimidating. It really was. But it really toughened us up and really prepared us for doing things like this, you know. So put yourself in situations. It has to start somewhere. Put yourself in situations where if you have that end goal of where you're trying to go, do some little baby things to practice that. So, like, for example, and I'm going to continue this planning part, but I just kind of just keep going as it goes. But for example, if you know that you like, man, I really want to be a YouTuber, I want to have that influence, or I want to be on stage speaking in front of a lot of people one day and just really just sharing and mentoring and counseling people, then start small. Pull your phone out, set something, I'll say like 30 seconds, and just talk. And put it on selfie mode and go ahead and just talk. And just talk about little basic everyday things and put those to the side. Here's the trick, though. Some people don't like to look at themselves doing this, but you have to break that, too. You have to. So you have to go and just watch. You know, watch yourself. You know, those little cringy moments of like, oh, this is how I sound. This is how I look. These are the inflections, the facial expressions, the different things that I make and things like that. And push through that and it's like take it in. And like, okay, I may want to tweak this. Maybe I'm talking a little too fast. Let me slow it down a bit. You're going to have to do those things. You know, find someone who you trust who can help critique you as well. But put yourself in a position to do this, okay? So that you're not taking so long to get to it, because it's easy to be like procrastinate. I'll get to that later. All that is just being fearful, being concerned, too concerned with, you know, what you're thinking of yourself, what others may have said, what others will potentially say. We got to let all of that stuff go. So I just pray for Holy Spirit boldness for everyone who has a project idea. And I want you guys to execute and do it. Okay. So that's that. So yeah, so pretty much got the team together. Within 3 months, we're like, okay, we're going hard. Okay. Got to pick the songs. Got to go ahead and get these songs out to everyone. Let's see. So I had my core team, but there were some other elements that I wanted in these songs. Because you can call someone to the studio to just do, you know, one-off projects for you. But I need someone who can learn these songs that they've never played before as well, right? So we got the violin player, Phyllis Calderon. She's been on one of these episodes as well. And she was absolutely amazing. So I need a violin player. But then my favorite instrument is cello. So I needed to get a cello player to come in. And Phyllis connected me with a cello player, Kaylee. And Kaylee came and did her thing, learned the songs, you know, prepared their own arrangements and sheets for these songs and everything. Absolutely amazing. So had that. I needed someone else to sing. I needed a background vocalist. Got that going. And then for one of the songs, I needed a spoken word piece. Now, one of my songs, which is actually a song that a friend of mine wrote. So it's called Unavoidable, You Are Holy. One of my great friends, Josh Perez, he wrote that song. And but when we recorded it in the studio, there were some spoken word sections in there. Okay, so technically, I'll say like the first verse is a spoken word. The second verse is another spoken word. In the studio, we had Jessica Puri to do the first one, and we had Righteous Ones, my guy Ruben Echevarria, to do the second half as well. Ruben wasn't able to do it for this recording, so we needed to fill in that blank space in that track, or it just would have been completely different. I wanted this to sound similar. Jessica came and killed it. She wrote a new spoken word piece to fit that song, so she had to write that. It took her a few days. She wrote it. It fit perfectly. So we put that in, and then that had to be fixed into the songs as well. So all these adjustments, all this planning and arranging everything, okay? So that's one piece of planning, building the team. Then there is location. So we can get the location, but if you don't have a team, you know, what you're going to do? You know, you get a team, but you don't have a location, what you're going to do? So those two kind of work in tandem with each other, right? So next was to get location, okay? So I remember watching some videos of a great pastor friend, Greg Armstrong. You guys may know him from Renew Church. If you guys have been seeing my posts on Instagram about the event, Renew Church is where we had the event, right? So needs to get location. So reached out to Greg and they just opened their doors to us, blessed us, utilized their space, you know, their equipment. You know, we brought our equipment in, you know, different situations. But they allowed for us to utilize theirs as well. So that was just such a blessing and everything to use that space, because I just had this vision of just this open room, great scenery, you know, got the brick in there just to kind of have this just really just nice modern type of experience and things like that. So Renew Church, thank you guys so much. It was just such a blessing utilizing that. Greg Armstrong, hopefully we get you on the future podcast episode soon. That's the plan. But yeah, so that was that with the location. That worked out perfectly. So now we got the team, now we got the location. The next piece was to have, there's some elements of the song as well. Going back to Team real quick, Eternal Dance, if you watch the first music video for Eternal Dance, which again was 10 years ago, it's crazy. Eternal Dance, we had a couple of praise dancers in the music video. That's a whole nother story for another day. I'm going to do an episode on that, how that all came together. But I wanted some praise dancers for that as well. So remember, a few months ago with my friend Rebecca Huang, we did Sat in a Boat, and Sat in a Boat was amazing. So I reached out to her, be like, yo, you got some praise dancers who can kind of, you know, set this up. So got praise dancers from there, Turn It Up. When we did my music video, Turn It Up, I had Lewis Grant to jump in. I knew he did praise dance as well. So man, the whole team just came together. It was fantastic, okay? Now, if you are doing a production similar to this, you have to do those steps as far as getting a team, a location or venue or whatever method you're going to do. If it's virtual like this, make sure you have the space, you know, curate the space. You know, we got the curation. My wife helps me a lot with that. So as you guys can see, I got the Creative Encounter logo back there. We got some plants kind of all over the place, just kind of make things look nice. I got the black curtain to cover the window, otherwise too much light will be coming in behind me. I'll look darker in the front. So we got the lights back here shining, you know, so you got to have your setup. So either way, you got to have location and individuals who will be part of the production that you're doing. Okay. After that, you want to budget, you want to go ahead and budget all of this, because this isn't just going to be a free thing. Let's be real. All of this stuff costs, right? So you have to do what's reasonable for your team. Okay, you got to think about all the pieces, just how Christ told us, you know, it's foolish to build and not budget that out, right? So anything that you're building, you're going to have a budget for it, okay, and work within your means and stuff. If you have to scale back sometime because you can't afford certain things, that's what it's going to have to be. But make sure it's reasonable and it makes sense, okay? So if you have these musicians who are coming to rehearsals, who are learning the songs, coming in, which I'm going to get to the production phase soon, but coming in to actually record the music and all of that, all of those components, you want to pay them, you know, what they're worth. You know, it could be an hourly type thing. It could be a certain amount. You know, some of them will just help out because they're supporting the cause and looking further ahead and being like, you know what, we see where this is going and stuff. You don't have to worry about that right now. You know, I have some friends that support me in that way as well. So you just work with each individual how it works, but make sure you take care of it. And don't be concerned. Use wisdom, but also seek God. God is the God of everything. God is the God of everything. He's over your finances. He is over the events that you put together. He's over your creativity. He's over all of it, guys. So don't worry about that. Pray to him. Be like, Lord, these are the components. We need to start talking to God like he is. We are stewards, and he is the manager. He is over us, right? We are managing what he is blessing us with, right? So we have to remember that. So we go to God and be like, hey, Lord, these are the components. This is what I'm laying out to you. This is the planning. I'm writing down everything. These are the instruments I want, the location, all these things. Can you please fund this? Okay. How often do we say that to God? Can you please fund this? Okay. And we have to do our part as well, okay? So if there's individuals you need to reach out to, like this podcast, at the end of every episode, for those who are watching this, I love you guys so much and I thank you. But at the end, I also make sure to make that call to action. Hey, we would love for you to partner with Juetsy Pay Music and what this band and team is doing, and Creative Encounter. This is a part of my ministry, Juetsy Pay Music. And it costs to, you know, have these lights on. It costs to have the subscription to be able to distribute out and allocate the hours needed to have this podcast to drop every single week. It costs to have a team to perform, to lead worship, to have the gear and the equipment and all of that, the quality that we need so that people are being reached in excellence. It costs to have all those things. So we reach out and ask, hey, we would love for you to be a monthly partner with this ministry so we can know, okay, each month, these are the funds that we can allocate and how we're going to spread it out. So again, I want to thank my partners who support monthly this ministry, because you guys are the reason, honestly, that we were able to put this whole thing together. Your financial support, your prayers, all of those things have been helping this ministry, and there have been a lot more events, a lot more reach through this. So thank you guys so much. And that's a part of it. So you guys have to budget, ask your father to be able to fund these projects, and to reach out and ask individuals, because he uses people as to help and support with the resources to be able to, you know, provide these needs so that these things can happen. Right. So I want you guys to remember that. Seek God's face. let people know. People get excited. I'm telling you, people got excited about this event and this show and jumped on. It's like, yo, I'm down. So God put the whole thing together, okay? So those are the things you want to do. Now, regarding being able to have a whole team and putting things together, there are some apps. So you guys can write this down too. There are some apps that I use as well to make this happen. So there's Band app. Again, my wife, she found that. As you guys know, in my podcast, I talk about my wife a lot because I am the creative one who just loves being the face and being on camera and talking to people all the time and just creating and just having the ideas and executing all these things. And then my wife, she is creative on the side of finding these different apps and platforms and helping on the administrative side, putting, you know, wardrobe together, curating the room, doing all those things to make the production look good. And then I'll be the face on the production and stuff like that. So we just work as a great team in that regard. But she found the Band app, which is awesome. It's an app that you can use where you can have different bands or different groups for different categories. So within that same app, I have Juett Z. Payne Music, Starving Artist Courses, Paying Duo Productions, some church things, some school things, all these different things. There are different groups. And in there, you can invite individuals in there to where this is the specific thread or the specific calendar or the specific album related to this thing that we are discussing. So I invited everyone on the whole team to the Band app for Juett Z. Payne Music, specifically for Unashamed Live. So that's where we put all of our notes. Like, these are the songs. Here's the Spotify playlist. I created a playlist of the recorded music so that everyone can kind of listen, get used to it, let them know if there's any key changes so they're already aware of it. Put that in the Band app so everyone will know. If there was a calendar date, put that on the calendar in the Band app. The itinerary, we will create that. We use Google Drive a lot to have a spreadsheet for the band so everyone can know, you know, what to bring, what gear we're using, attire, just so many details. Rehearsal, recordings, all those things, have all those details lined up in there for our own sanity too, right? And then also for the band to be able to be prepared for that. So all those things, have those things in place so that everyone can have the tools and things that they need, okay? Another thing that was needed was with my drummer. He's the one who handles the stem tracks. He's the one that handles the click tracks. All those things that we need to have in our in-ear monitors so that it'll be a smooth production. He handles all of that. So what he needed from me was to prepare stems so that he can have all of that prepared, and the BPMs and the tracks and all of those things, so that when we have our in-ears, everything just flows with that. Okay, so I think that's it regarding planning. Now we're going to shift into production. Okay, now some of the things I'm going to talk about regarding production still has some planning aspects in there. Okay, and I'm going to tell you why. So I was talking to my guy Steve Dukes, as I mentioned. Now again, these guys are world-renowned gospel recording artists. They do live albums all the time. Okay. So they got it down to a T, the whole process. So I was like, man, let me go to this mentor. Let me go ahead and study from Steve and get the steps to do this. Okay. So Steve was telling me, whenever they do these live albums, you want to make sure to go ahead and do some pre-production. Okay. So there's a lot of pre-production components related to it. Again, that's where the whole creating your stem tracks and all these different sounds and stuff like that, all of that is created beforehand, so that when you record, you can listen in on this, stay on track, and know every single section. All of the sections telling you, you know, when you go into the bridge, the chorus, the verse, all of those different things, you want to have those recorded if needed as well. Have as much done before the show as possible so that it's a smooth process. And I just love Steve, man. He's such a blessing. Steve is such a blessing. He messaged me after the performance and asked me, like, hey, man, how did it go? You know, he wanted to just check in and see how everything was going. And I told him, I said, man, all of your support, all of your guidance really helped it to be a smooth process. You know, because something that he mentioned to me was like, if you have everything solidified, if every component of the night is already in order, then it actually helps everything to flow better, right? You would think if everything is just like, oh, just let it happen, you know, it's just going to flow. It's like, no, when everything is just structured and complete and everything is in order, it flows better. So it's counterintuitive, but that's key. All of the planning, all of the pieces have to be in order because it frees you up to not have to think. Everything is just in order and everyone knows what they're to do. And it just goes just so smoothly. So all of his advice really supported and helped. So what I did was make sure that the tracks were ready, make sure all the clicks and everything was sent over to, you know, my drummer so that all of that was squared off, okay? Something else he mentioned is if you can, I said, what else do you recommend for the day? Do we just record it then? He's like, no, what we do is we record all of it before. So if you're having a live recording of any sort, record earlier without the audience and the crowd being there first. So earlier in the day, we made sure to record beforehand so that we have all of those tracks prepared, so that we have just like these solid tracks. So if there's any hiccups that night, that's not just a one take. And it really helps the experience. It's all about the experience. That's why we called it live worship experience. We didn't want it to be one of those things where it's like, okay, guys, we're going to do this track. We're going to pause. Go ahead and do that. Then we're going to do it again just so we have two takes of it. Like, no, you don't want to do that. You want this to feel like a concert for these individuals, right? You want this to feel like a concert for them, to where they are just there and they can just bask and focus in on the music without any distractions and all of that stuff. So we made sure beforehand everyone got there. We recorded everything earlier, which also would not have been possible had I not taken Steve's advice of the night before setting up everything. So what we did was that Friday night, we set up everything. Shout out to my guy, Ryan McConaughey. Ryan, you absolutely killed it. Ryan was our sound guy. So, you know, when I asked Renew Church, like, hey, can we use your, you know, soundboard? What are the things that we have access to? They said, you can use whatever. We would like to use one of our recommended sound engineers who we trust, who we know will set everything back, you know, square it off, because that next day is going to be church. So they want everything to just be perfect again, you know, right? So I was like, for sure. So reached out to Ryan from top to bottom. I mean, just texting me, asking me everything. He got everything in order and just made the night so seamless. So Ryan, thank you so much, bro. But yeah, but pretty much Friday night, we set up everything, plugged in every XLR cable, all of the P16s. We set everything in place, made sure everything was labeled. He had everyone's name on there. It was just perfect. Had all the seating ready, the lights, the cameras, all of that. You know, even with that, had to get our camera crew together, our photographers, people who would sit at the welcome table, all of that stuff. That was all of the stuff in the planning phase that needed to be in order for this night to just flow. Off the cuff, we couldn't just make this stuff happen, or it wouldn't have been just a smooth, beautiful experience for the audience, okay? So that was super important. But yeah, but pretty much we recorded all the tracks earlier in the day. And then when everyone was there, we just did the tracks recording again. So if there's anything that we need to, you know, kind of put together in the mix, we can go back and pull it and just kind of just make this just beautiful sounding music with the experience of those who are still there. So it was just an awesome thing, you know, from top to bottom. So again, if you guys are having events like this, you want to be able to make sure all of that is together so that the Holy Spirit can move freely. Remember, when we have these events, this isn't about us. Anything God is calling us to, He wants it to be Holy Spirit infused. So make sure we are seeking His face, listening to His voice through the whole process. Because the reason I know that the Holy Spirit was in that place was because I had so much peace through the whole thing. There were so many hiccups. If I had the whole band here, we would be busting up at how many hiccups went on through the night. Not saying hiccups as far as like, oh, the sound was all messed up or different things contradicting everything I've been saying regarding that and stuff. Not anything like that at all. Little things of just like, oh, we intended to start the recording at 1 p.m. and we actually ended up starting at 3 p.m. with the pre-recording before everyone got there. And the event started at 6. And we're doing 8 songs. And this could take an hour. If there's any hiccups, it could take a couple of hours. The band wanted to eat. It wasn't on top of mind to order anything at that moment. So we ended up ordering. I wasn't there. People were filling in, and I was out getting food while they had to cook it, which took about an hour. All these little things and stuff, and I'm like, wow, this is crazy. Because if you guys know me, I'm a stickler with time. If things don't flow smoothly, I can, you know, get on edge and different things like that. And so all of those different things. But man, from top to bottom, I just felt so much peace through it. When there was just little hiccups and stuff happening and stuff, whatever, I was like, it's all good. Because I was like, I know we don't serve a God that's going to get you like, oh, yeah, I have this vision. I have you. I want you to go out here and do it. And then right before it happens, be like, oh, I tricked you, messed you up. You know, like what is that, right? If God started it, He's going to finish it. So in every situation, I need to tell myself that every single day, right? Because I still be wrestling with, oh, this isn't flowing. If God started it, He's going to finish it. So that's that, okay? So again, so have everything in place so the Holy Spirit can move. And a big thing for me that the Lord, I was just talking about, we went out with some of the band this past, whatever day today is, a couple of days ago. So this past last Friday, went out with the band and was just hanging out with a few of them. And it was just awesome. We were just talking about that whole night, how beautiful it was and things like that. And was just saying how in that process, God is moving. God is in the midst of it. And a season that God has me in is to be more of a shepherd in this role as a worship leader. Because it's easy to be caught up in the artistry of your calling and not the pastoral care and shepherding of your calling as well. Okay, so we can look at King David, for example, right? So David was a warrior. David was a musician. David was, he was the king of Israel, all these different things, right? So he had all these different hats that he's wearing, but he loved God, but he had to shepherd the people of Israel as well. It wasn't just him being, you know, a musician and an artist and just being king and things like that. He had to shepherd the people as well and take care of them and hear their needs and see where they're at and be able to provide for them. So God has me in the season of shepherding as the band is elevating and we're seeing doors open like crazy with the next level and season that we're going to. I want to be that example of really just wholeheartedly putting my attention into this ministry wholeheartedly and pouring into them with my focus, being focused in on this as an encouragement and motivation to the band and what season they're in. My drummer, my keys player, my guitar player, bass player, all these things, seeing where how their family is doing, making this a family of artists and not just, oh, we hit each other up just to record and to perform. No, make this a family, a community. God is all about community, you know, from the beginning. He made us in his image, and they talked amongst themselves and said, us, you know, we, right? It's Father, Son, Holy Spirit. They've been a community for all eternity, you know, so it's a beautiful thing. So with that, we are to be a community in everything that we do too. So with that, just really just pouring into the team, praying over everyone, seeing how everyone's doing, checking in periodically, little phone calls here and there, checking in, all that stuff. It just really felt just so connected, man. So connected. So make sure when you have events like that, even if you just call someone who's just the photographer for the event, check in on them, see how they're doing. Message them before, during, and after. You know, make sure you just check in, make this whole community, make it a team. You know, one-offs are cool, but man, if you can hold on to these people who are really just serving in excellence, you know, go for that, go hard, you know, go for it. So I think that's a perfect segue into, you know, just kind of just shouting out the whole family to just kind of just put this whole thing together, you know. So just starting from the band, so we got Justin Williams on keys. That's my guy, you know, Justin be killing it. We got Ryan Marvel on bass. You know, I love having a bass player who can play my songs the way that, because on my tracks, I'm the one playing bass. On every track that you hear, I'm on bass. You know, now we got Ryan performing with me, so it's just an awesome experience. Ryan's going to be recording some music. You know, this is the first record that we've done together, so he's going to be on a lot more moving forward. You know, we got Ryan, we got Bobby Stitt on drums, my guy, just faithful, man. Just solid, you know, just killing it and locked in the pocket. You know, I could do a whole episode on each one of these artists too, you know. But yeah, that's my guy. Then we had Brian Danzy on electric guitar, absolutely just killing it, holding it down in the cut. You know, Brian is the man, dude. And he really just helps me, you know, with like, you know, even just the chord arrangements on different songs and just dropping those ideas during rehearsals and stuff, all of that. You know, him and Justin are just known for that, just dropping those ideas during rehearsal, changing the song up a bit. Phenomenal. Then we had Christina Maldonado. She was on an episode before. She killed it on the vocals. Jessica jumped in on vocals. Jessica Puri, she was just going to do spoken word on one song. And then she just jumped in like, oh, I'm going to need to sing a few of these too. And just added that extra layer of harmony that just made the song just sound so much more full. So Jessica, that was absolutely amazing. Let's see, we had the praise dancers, Lewis Grant, Sarah Freeman, absolutely amazing. We had Adrian on camera, man, whole camera queue. We had Matthew, Adrian, another Matthew at the front desk. We had that whole thing. Ryan McConaughey on sound. We had Ariel on video as well. We had my wife Gabby on video as well. I mean, a whole team. Renew Church, Greg Armstrong, Elder Chad, and the whole team there supporting us and making this happen. Absolutely amazing. Just the whole thing top to bottom. So if I missed anyone, y'all already know, just hit me up and let me know. It was just way too many people. It was just absolutely amazing. Oh, see? Just remember right now. My string players, man. My string players. Can't forget my string players. We had Phyllis Calderon. It was absolutely amazing. We had Kaylee. We had her over there on cello, man. It was so good. It was just lost for words, man. I'm so excited for you guys to hear this record when we produce this. So the next thing is, again, the whole delegating piece. You know, so the next part is I'm going to be working on this track, working on these tracks a bit. I'm going to be passing along for someone else to produce it because the whole thing of buying back your time, right? So I have someone else to produce it so we can get this thing out as soon as possible and get this song in you guys' hands ASAP, okay? So it's going to be an awesome thing. There's going to be some cool things coming out when this record comes out too, some cool things we're going to be doing regarding leading up to it. But man, again, and all of you guys who are on here, if any of you guys were at the event, everyone who came out, thank you guys so much. Love you guys so much. If you were at the event and we took photos together, I want you guys to go ahead and tag me. Go ahead and, on those photos that we have, I want you guys to tag me. We're going to collaborate on IG, make this a whole thing leading up. And we're going to use hashtag JZPUnashamed. Okay? JZPUnashamed. That's the hashtag that we're using currently on everything related to this event. So if you guys get any photos and stuff, tag me. Follow on Instagram, JuettezPaynMusic. All of it. All the platforms, JuettezPaynMusic. So it's an awesome thing, man. But guys, that was pretty much the event. If you still guys have questions on, you know, on YouTube, whatever, you guys can comment below and let me know what your questions that you guys have regarding putting your own production together. We can talk this through. I'll take you step by step. I've been loving the hits that I've been getting on my Blocks video when I went on the TV show, The Blocks. And a lot of you guys have just been reaching out, asking questions, you know, about the show, any practical steps. People have been messaging me on IG asking, man, how's the TV show? I just had my interview. You know, I need help, blah, 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 blah. All of that stuff, right? So with that, same thing here. If you guys have any questions about producing your own project, let me know. I'm here to support you in any way I can. Now, before this ends, I do want to pray over you guys that you will be unashamed in your life, in your ministry as a follower of Christ. So I want to speak that and pray that over you. Heavenly Father, I pray for every viewer, every listener of this podcast, God. I pray that you will help them to be unashamed wherever they go, wherever you have sent them, God, in the workplace, in their families, schools, churches, wherever they are, God. May they be unashamed with their faith, their undying faith in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, God. So we just entrust that to you, God, that you will do a new thing in all of us, that you'll take us to being bold, God, and not being ashamed of the gospel, God. And God, we just praise you and worship you and pray, God, that you just bless the events that you put in their hearts, their productions, God, and all the work that you are doing in this world to bring the kingdom of God down to this earth. Pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, guys, so that is everything related to this podcast. We're at episode 40. This is crazy. I love that you guys are tuning in. If you are enjoying this podcast and JuettezPaynMusic on Spotify and iTunes and all of that, I do want you guys to partner with this ministry. We are a nonprofit through ACT International, so all of your donations are tax deductible. So I'd love for you to do that down below in the link. Become a monthly financial partner so we can continue to do this podcast, continue to have our events, continue to lead worship, and give you guys excellence in our production and in the ministry. I would absolutely love that. So guys, thank you so much for tuning in. Make sure you live a life unashamed for the gospel, and I will see you next time.